Catch Nick and Bill anywhere you go.
I mean, we say it all the time, whether, you know, there's two types of turds, you're a sinker
and just pounding people.
Or you're a floater.
I don't have words.
But you're still a turd, right? I mean,
Shatanaga, or however you say their name.
Stream the show live on ESPNLincoln.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into Greggerton Hooks. Happy Hump Day. It is that time of the day on Hump Day where we get Jameson Welch in the house with Drive Time Sports. Jameson, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me as always. Definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. We're glad you can make it every Wednesday with us. Hey, I'm going to start off with a little talk, probably in big generalities here a little bit, but we all know that the Astros are cheaters, right? They're just cheaters.
And they keep making it worse. Like, it's one thing to cheat, but they keep on making it a whole lot worse. What the situation is, it's really bad right now.
Yeah, it's really bad. And what I wanted to more talk about was, like, if you look around at all the major commissioners in the leagues, you got the NBA with Adam Silver, you got Roger Goodell, NFL, you got Manfred now with the Major League Baseball situation. Have you ever seen a situation like this where a commissioner of any league has messed up so bad with the punishments and, I mean, literally handing out immunity to players in a player-driven cheating situation?
Nah, this is bad. It's been really bad. I mean, the one thing, you know, people talk about Bud Selig, and yes, he's had his issues, but he would have done something a little bit different than this. I mean, this is bad. The guy in charge really doesn't have a good feel for what he should be doing, and that's never good when you're the guy people are counting on to lead the sport. From what I'm looking at, it's a situation where, hey, you know, I really, truly, honestly believe that they need a different commissioner, because this can't happen. The integrity of your game can't be compromised, mm-hmm. especially in a team-wide scandal. If one or two guys were doing it, cool, whatever. But you can't have, you know, you cannot have a whole or most of your team in on this situation and nothing get done. I mean, they only fire the managers and GMs and whatnot. They find the teams. But, nah, it has to go deeper than that. Because now you're basically telling the players, like, it's okay to do this. And that's not good.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we'll kick it over. Go NBA style. Now, All-Star Game, we just went through it. We had the dunk contest. We'll get there. We had the All-Star Game. The dunk contest for more than, well, actually, the three-point contest. What did you think about that? Were you surprised with the result?
Well, I don't think Derrick Jones, I don't think Aaron Gordon got robbed. I think that's getting overblown.
Yep.
I think it was a very good contest. It was a lot of good dunks in there. I don't think anyone got robbed. I think, you know, either it should have been a co-champion or the results are fine where they are. It is what it is. I don't think, you know, people spend too much time being hot and bothered over stuff like a dunk contest. It's exhibition. At the end of the day, it's an exhibition. It's nothing serious. It's nothing that's going to be in the record books. It's mm-hmm. just an exhibition. That's all it is.
Hey, give me your thoughts on the All-Star Game. I caught most of it. I thought the quarter situation was okay. You know, it looked like a typical All-Star Game. And then, man, I'm going to tell you what, I locked into that fourth quarter. Break down that fourth quarter, because that looked like, that was like NBA championship play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you have the best players in the world playing defense, so that's always a good thing. Whenever you have a target score, you know, that's what's going to come down to. You're going to get some really impressive play. So that's good. That's always a good thing to see, because at the end of the day, you really want that. You know, you want to see that. You want to mm-hmm. see, you know, guys go after you. The All-Star Game for the longest time, you know, it's been a little, you know, it's kind of been dull. You know, especially if it's a blowout. Guys mm-hmm. really aren't playing that hard. Some guys are hungover because, you know, All-Star Weekend, a lot of festivities. But no, this was actually cool. Like, this was actually good. You had a lot of, you know, a lot of guys going after, guys taking charges, plays being ran. So it was cool. It was competitive. At the same time, I don't know if I want my players playing hard at the All-Star Game. You know, All-Star Game is supposed to be a different environment. I appreciate that the guys went all out, but the All-Star Game really isn't for that. You know, I understand back in the day it was a little bit different. But I don't want my guys being exhausted mm-hmm. in an All-Star Game. But that's just me. Like, if I'm an owner or a coach, don't want my guys playing 30-plus minutes in an All-Star Game.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because Nick and I brought that up yesterday. Like, I'm going to tell you what, as a Laker fan, I was a little worried when Kyle Lowry was pulling an AD
yeah,
down
yeah,
in the
like,
game, man.
Yeah, like pulling dude's arm and stuff like that. Like, that's not really cool. Like, that's not a good situation. That could have really went bad. So, the things like that are always scary. But at the end of the day, it is an all-star game. People had fun. A lot of the players liked it. So it is what it is.
Hey, you know, also out in the All-Star game, this came out. It's on video out there. I want to get your take on what it meant for these players, because obviously Kobe was front and center in this thing, the whole Chicago thing, the theme of the players. But when the video came out of AI and Wade coming together for that, those multiple hugs, what did it mean to you, and what do you think it meant to those guys?
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to cherish the people while they're here. You know, like, if you haven't seen anyone in a long time, really cherish and embrace them, because that's the one thing we all kind of take for granted, you know. And, you know, you want to embrace your folks while you still can. Like, it's always the saying, give them their flowers while they're still here. And I agree 1,000% with that, because you just never know, man. Life has a lot of ways of working, and, you know, you just never know. You never know when the last time you will see somebody is. So you want to really just embrace and appreciate the presence of people, because you just don't know.
Speaking of Jameson Welsh, Drive Time Sports at the ETHE Jameson on Twitter. It has been, I think, 54 games, and the Cavs have parted ways with Mr. Beilein out in Cleveland. He ain't taking no money with him. He's like, I'm done. This ain't for me. I'm going back. What? Give me your thoughts on that one.
Well, he's a college coach. He's a college coach. At the end of the day, he wanted to try the NBA out. It wasn't a good fit. The whole slugs and thugs thing didn't really work out either.
that was a bad moment for him.
Yeah, it was a really bad look. However, I think he's a really good college coach. And, you leave the NBA early because you want to get a heads up on the college jobs. If you still want to coach, if it's not how you want to go out, you're going to have your option of college jobs. There are some jobs out there that have underachieved. Like, for instance, a team like Indiana. You know, it's one of those situations where – Indiana hasn't been as good as they thought they would be under Archie. It's just not the situation. So You just never know, you know, what jobs might become available or what jobs their people are underachieving at, and you just don't know. So he's in a good situation. He's at the head of the list right now for any and all college jobs, and he's a different type of coach. He doesn't really cheat, if that makes sense. Like, he doesn't really, he doesn't really go after players that are going to acquire extra benefits. So his kind of style works at certain schools. It doesn't work everywhere, but it works at certain schools. So we will see what happens. We will definitely see. But in my eyes, I really do think that the reason why that decision was made is because he wanted to get a head up on the college competition. Not necessarily anything, because he could have coached the end of this year out there. There's no issue with that. But, you know, college season, the conference tournaments are coming up. You want to get a leg up on the competition for those coaching jobs.
Oh, absolutely. We all know that when you get to March Madness, those Final Fours and all those things, those are coaching searches. Those are where you go for your career day when you go around there. So speaking of something that we're keeping an eye on, I know you are out there, that shoulder of Kyrie Irving, it has been said now that I think he's out and definitely going to see a specialist. I think you even said this months ago. You thought it might be an ongoing issue. Thoughts on Kyrie and where this thing goes?
Well, I mean, it looks like he's going to be out for a while. I'm more surprised that he's the NBA vice president of the Players Association.
Oh, yeah, that was next. I was bringing that up.
That's more of a surprise than anything. It could be a good thing. Who knows? But the injury is never a good thing. He's a guy that gets banged up a lot. I think probably what's best for him is probably – if he has to get surgery and get this thing healed up, because this year's a lost year anyway. Mm-hmm. You want to get ready for next year when Durant comes back, because Durant is going to be back, and, you know, all things lead to smooth recovery for him. So you want to be prepared for that. There's really no point in playing this season now. They have Dinwiddie and Joe Harris. You know, they can go ahead and win some games, but Kyrie, you know, he can go ahead and get healthy if necessary.
Yeah, go in there a little bit about the him being the VP of the association there. How does that vote work? Is that a player-driven vote? And then how does that all happen, and how do you land in that spot?
Yeah, it's all player-driven, and you have to be up for it. You know, you have to be nominated for it. You have to be involved in it. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, Kyrie's a very smart guy. I think he plays with the media a lot, which is always funny, but I do believe he's a fairly smart guy, smarter than the average guy. So I'm interested to see how, you know, how his thoughts and how he's going to be involved in this process, because Chris Paul – is still ahead of it. They're going to have a situation in the next several months or several years when it comes to the new labor agreement and the TV deals and what's up with it. So it's going to be interesting to see how Kyrie is involved. But, I think people are selling Kyrie short.
Absolutely. Hey, Jameson, our guy Will Wilson has a question for you. And he asked me this question, and I didn't know where he was going with it when he first asked. But it's a unique situation question because we're in a situation where it could happen. And I'm going to let him ask the question and let you get the answer.
Hey, what's going on, Jameson? So, yeah, it's something I've been keeping my eye on. So, Kawhi Leonard, he could win a championship, you know, consecutive years with two different teams. Do you know who was the last player to do that? And do you know how many players have done it? Not that I'm, you know, assuming that you're just some big NBA guru.
That's a hell of a question. Off top, winning for back-to-back teams, like a situation to where, whether it's star player or just players in general?
I think just players in general, right?
Yeah, players in general.
Yeah, because I don't know how many times it's ever happened.
So I know Steve Kerr's on the list. I know that was 98-99.
That's right, yep.
That's a really good question. Of course, Patrick McCaw with the Warriors and the Raptors. Those are the two that stand off automatically. There's probably others, but I can't think of right now. But, yeah, those are the two guys that off the top of my head, that how many guys have done it?
Really impressive. Oh, you got two out of four. Four people have only done it. The other two was Chris Boucher, you know, with the Raptors and with the Warriors in 18 and 19. And then Frank Saul back in 53 with the Baltimore Bullets and the Minneapolis Lakers.
But Chris Boucher was not on the Warriors team. He was on their G League team.
It says that he won it in 18. I'm going off Wikipedia, of course, so, you know.
Right. No, he was on the – he didn't – I don't think he got a ring because he didn't really play with their main team. He was more on their G League team, but that's interesting. That is interesting.
It's something I'm keeping an eye on. I'd love to see Kawhi do that. I think that'd be really cool to see.
Well, Jameson, I would not like to see that happen, right?
Right, no, I don't want to see it happen. However, Kawhi is a very unique guy, and if you win three rings with three different teams and be the Finals MVP of all finals that you won, that's pretty rare stuff. That separates you from a lot of different players.
Hey.
Because it's tough winning a ring by itself and then a ring with a different team. Doing it three different times is pretty special.
And on that track, say the Clippers do beat the Lakers, they get to the finals. I think the Bucks could easily beat the Clippers, and I don't think the Bucks could beat the Lakers. So in my opinion, I think that's the path for the Bucks to win it. What do you think about that?
So the Bucks are a very good regular season team.
Okay.
They're a very good regular season team. However, I need to see who's going to take the final shot for them or who's going to be their go-to guy at the end. Because right now, I still think that's a void on their team. They don't have a guy that you feel comfortable taking the last shot with. Giannis isn't that guy just yet to create his own shot that's a clean look. Don't know if it's there. We'll see. You know, we'll see this postseason. But in close games, who's the guy that's going to say, hey, get out the way, I'm taking this. I don't know if they have that guy.
Right.
We shall see. But in the East, do not sleep on Philly. They're the only team to beat the Bucks, Lakers, and Clippers in the league this year. So don't sleep on them.
Okay. Last question from me, Jameson. The Warriors, what's the chance of them winning the lottery? And if you're the Warriors, who do you draft?
So if I'm the Warriors and I get the lottery, I trade the pick immediately and try to get more immediate help. Now, that's why the whole Wiggins trade was kind of odd, because I thought they could have traded Russell and their pick for a more established player, but they believe in Wiggins, so we'll see. If they pick their pick, you got to go with Wiseman, just because he's big and, you know, they need that boy filled. Even though they do play small ball, but they still need a big. That's been the only issue they've had. When they were really rolling, they had Bogut back there defensively, you know, to block shots and rebound and to contest shots. So if they're able to get a capable big that can finish around the basket and still block shots and rebound, that makes them even better as a team. So Wiseman to me would be the pick. That'd be the smart pick. Anthony Edwards is good, but they already have two guys in their backcourt making $80+ million. So there's no, you know, there's really no need for another guard like that. Same thing with Cole Anthony or LaMelo Ball. You're not going to take those guys that high. Wiseman would probably be the pick for them.
They ain't taking Cole. Cole's coming back. That's a pipe dream. That's a pipe dream, by the way. That's a pipe dream. That's a pipe dream. Hey, James, a couple more before we get you out of here. We know the the Hall of Fame list came out. Chris Bosh has expressed disappointment over the not being a part of the finalists. I think he said something like disappointment, or disappointing fewer than 15 times in 5 minutes. Give me your thoughts on Chris Bosh.
So when he didn't get named, I thought there was an error. Like, I thought he couldn't be on this list because he didn't retire until the next season or something like that. Because when Kobe, Duncan both went out, and I looked at the class, that was Garnett's last year as well playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, this is going to be interesting. This is going to be a hell of a class because Bosh is going to be the fourth guy. Like, that's why I always told people, like, this is going to be the best class ever because Bosh is literally the fourth guy. And if he's your fourth guy going to Hall of Fame class,
that's crazy.
That's pretty good. Your class is pretty good. So, you know, I was like, okay, they have something here. However, that wasn't the case. And, you know, I'm not sure what happened or if there was snafu. It just doesn't make sense. It does not add up for what happened. And it's really unfortunate because he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, anyone that's been to 10 All-Star games,
yeah,
you know, you can't contest that. Like, there are certain things you just can't contest. So, yeah, I do think he's a Hall of Famer, and you know, he'll get his next year. But I didn't like that. I thought he should have been included in this class.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. Hey, last one before we get you out of here. Giannis had a little conversation the other day about someday teaming up with his brother. Can we see him in a Laker uniform?
I mean, he definitely has a shot. I mean, they don't have Anthony Davis, and they'll have cap space. They'll probably be able to add another guy as well, and that's a big free agency class. So they have a shot, and they actually have a legit chance. It really comes down to Giannis, though. What does he want to do? Does he want to go out west? Does he want to team up with somebody? You know, everything we've been led to believe, he hasn't been the team up with somebody kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that might change after a couple years of not getting it done. Who knows? But in my eyes, I think that the Lakers have as good a shot as anyone just based off of the situation. Or Anthony Davis is a guy that almost anybody can play with just because his style is so good, and he does everything on the court. So, you know, having that guy on your team, especially defensively, would make Lakers right in the mix there. But who knows? We don't know what Giannis wants to do. You know, we don't know. Until we do, we all have to wait and see.
All right, James. Hey, man, we appreciate your time as always, man. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch up next week.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me as always.
That was Jameson Welch, Drive Time Sports, at the THE Jameson on Twitter. Everyone have a great hump day. Thanks for listening to Greg and Hooks.